The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right, we are back. Let's jump right back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, 21st of March. Okay, we're back. Before I read this paragraph here, it's not a terribly long paragraph, by the way. I was very fortunate in the early summer of 2010 to be connected up with Dr. Louisiana Zangari. I told my friend Dr. Deagle, Dr. Bill Deagle, who's also on Republic Broadcasting, about Dr. Zangari and what he knew. And we were able to set up an interview, actually two interviews. The archives are posted at my website at thelibertyman.com. Dr. Louisiana Zangari, a PhD scientist living and working in Italy with a team of PhD scientists in North America and Europe on one thing and one thing only, the Gulf Stream. That's all these men and women do. I don't know how big the team is. It doesn't matter. That's all they do is study the Gulf Stream. In fact, there was a Hollywood film that the Gulf Stream plays a very huge role in. The title of the film is The Day After Tomorrow, starring Dennis Quaid. And I sometimes jokingly, flippantly say, we're living the day after tomorrow in slow motion. And there's a certain element of truth to that. Regardless, those interviews are posted there on my website. You can listen to them. In the first interview, Dr. Zangari said, we believe the Gulf Stream has stopped. We're not sure. We need to recheck our calculations. That was the third Friday of July, 2010. The second interview, the fourth Friday of July, 2010, he said the following. Yes, in fact, the Gulf Stream did stop June 12th, just a month and a half before. June 12th, 2010, the Gulf Stream stopped. And he said something that caught me off guard. I've been studying the Gulf Stream for about 4 or 5 years at that point, but something I was not aware of. The Gulf Stream used to, past tense, up until June 12, 2010, the Gulf Stream regulated the jet stream. Now, there's three jet streams, Northern Hemisphere, Equatorial, and Southern Hemisphere. Most of our weather, most of the time, is a consequence of two things, energy from the sun and what the jet stream's doing. Now, wherever you might be on this planet listening to John Moore, up above your head, about 5 or 6 miles, is the jet stream going 150, 200 miles an hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The jet stream. When it was regulated, when in past tense, when it was regulated by the Gulf Stream, the jet stream behaved in a more or less predictable manner, giving men and women involved in agriculture more or less predictable, dependable weather in terms of temperature and precipitation, the two things that they depend on, temperature and precipitation, to do whatever their agricultural pursuit is, growing grains, fruits, vegetables, cattle, whatever it might be. That's all over. That dependability of that weather cycle is finished. It's over, it's done, and it's not coming back. Not for a really, really long time. We don't know when it's coming back. Doesn't matter. Won't be in for many human lifetimes. So if you're searching for a date for Planet X, well, here's your heads up. You'll need to be searching for some future date because the Gulfstream stopped 7 years ago, June, is coming June. That changed everything by itself when the Gulfstream stopped. Now, that said, here's this first paragraph of this paper paid for with your tax dollars by the Department of Defense. The first paragraph starts out with saying, executive summary. There is substantial evidence to indicate that significant global warming will occur during the 21st century. Because changes have been gradual so far and projected to be similarly gradual in the future, the effects of global warming have the potential to be manageable for most nations. Recent research, however, suggests that there is a possibility that this gradual global warming could lead to a relatively abrupt slowing of the ocean's thermohaline conveyor. Now, this was 2003 when this was written. 2003. The Gulf Stream stopped 7 years later in 2010. Continuing. Which could lead to a harsher winter weather conditions, sharply reduced soil moisture, and more intense winds in certain regions that currently provide a significant fraction of the world's food production. Last sentence. With inadequate preparation, the result could be a significant drop in the human carrying capacity of the Earth's environment. That means people are going to die, is what that means. That's the first paragraph. It's there. It's a free download. My website, 22 pages. Print it out. Staple it together. Read it, pass it around. This is not some internet rumor. Somebody living in their mother's basement making stuff up. Hardly. Hardly. No, this is the real deal. This is the real deal. Now, I do a lot of speaking in different parts of the country. I hope to be really busy this year. In fact, if you want to have John Moore send you a check, I'd be glad to do that if you help arrange a speaking engagement. Just click on Uncle Sam and follow the directions, and you'll figure out how to do that. Help me get a speaking engagement. But frequently, I'll have men and women who are grain farmers in the audience. Corn, wheat, rye, barley, spelt, oats, all the different grains. And they've confirmed that the weather that they depended on for maybe three or four generations at their grain farm in Kansas or Nebraska or Missouri or wherever it might be, that the dependability of that weather is gone. It's just gone. If these ranchers, these farmers, don't have their land paid for, have their $500,000 to $1 million worth of equipment paid for, have a good stock of seeds in stock, and have the ability to pay cash for their fertilizer and pesticides and herbicides, they're in big trouble. They're in real big trouble. Now, the big business, they're going to have deeper pockets, so they're going to do a little bit better, but the family farms that are not paid for, and with the circumstances I just outlined, they're in deep trouble, real deep trouble. We got a caller on hold here. We got Wes in Idaho. Good evening, Wes.
Greetings, John, first-time caller. A couple weeks ago, I heard you say that you had successfully challenged the IRS. I wanted to hear you repeat that also. Would this apply to wages as well as stocks and earning on stocks and bonds, whatever?
Right.
I thought wages
was the
issue.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, first of all, I do not and have not challenged the IRS. What I did was respectfully ask the Internal Revenue Service if I had a tax liability, and I'll get into more details, and I offered if they told me I had a tax liability, I offered to submit forms and take care of that tax liability. So this is 1994. This is 23 years ago. I wrote they no longer have district directors. At the time they did, but I'm sure they have people that are in a similar position because they have the country split up in these districts. I think there may be 10. I'm not sure. Regardless, I wrote a letter asking to the district director asking three questions. Question number one, I'll say it very slowly. During calendar year 1993, what economic activity did I participate in that created a federal tax liability? Question number one. During calendar year 1993, what economic activity did I engage in that generated a federal tax liability? Number two, what liability, as per the Internal Revenue Service Code, am I liable for? That's critical. What liability, as per the Internal Revenue Service Code, am I liable for? Number three, last question. If I have a tax liability, what Internal Revenue Service forms should I fill out and submit to satisfy that tax liability? Now, Wes, I'm going to ask you a question. A couple of questions. Are you still there?
Yep.
Okay, first of all, how old are you, sir?
66.
66, so I got a couple of years on you. So you've been probably filing tax returns since about, 1969, 1970, along in there?
Not really good at it. I worked a lot on my own.
Well, regardless, you've been involved in this system for about half a century, give or take a couple of years, right?
Yeah, almost.
Okay. Now, you've probably, during your lifetime, you've probably bought an automobile or a truck or two here and there, haven't you?
Yes, certainly.
Okay. If you took delivery of that car or truck and it did not have the owner's manual in it, would you demand to have the owner's manual included with the sale?
Yeah, when you buy a new one, of course.
Right, of course. Of course you would. The owner's manual in this case is the Internal Revenue Service Code, which is more than 10,000 pages and costs $60 or $70. You probably don't have one, do you, sir?
No, I don't.
Okay. So you've been guessing at what you, because you don't have the owner's manual. And everybody listening to me, almost nobody, why would you pay $60 for a book you don't want to own in the first place? Well, I did. All 10,000 pages. Now, the index of most books is in the back, right, Wes?
Yep.
Okay. Well, the index for the Internal Revenue Service Code is in the front, A through Z. And when you get to L, you'll find liability. I don't have it here in front of me, but it's about two dozen or so federal taxes that you could possibly be liable for, any private person, any corporation. Guess what's not there, Wes?
What wages?
Liability? What liability is not there? Income tax. It's not there.
Okay.
It's not there. It's not there. That's the beginning point.
What kind of liabilities, for example, are in there?
Oh, manufacturing alcohol products, manufacturing tax, tobacco products, taxes involving petroleum production, things like that. Yeah.
I see.
Yep. But that's the beginning point. There is no beginning point. People, and you'll see in Patriot Radio and advertising, people trying to sell you products, defining this and defining that. There's not even a beginning point, Wes. There's not even a beginning point to have the discussion, because there's no liability in the first place.
I heard a lot of people try and do battle with the IRS. You make it very simple.
No, you don't battle with these people. Well, you're going to lose. You politely ask them if you owe a tax and offer to pay it. That's all I did.
Yeah. That's a better way to approach it, all right?
You know, I know the resources of the federal government of the United States and the Department of Justice. You don't screw around with these people. No, you don't. You ask them if you owe a tax and offer to pay it. That's all I did. If I'm liable for a tax, let me know, and I'll graciously and gladly take care of it. Of course I would. That's the right thing to do, the proper thing to do, the legal thing to do, the moral thing to do, if you have a tax liability to pay it. But if you don't, why would you pay a tax you're not liable for?
Well, they're supposed to be the maids and butlers. We are actually supposed to be the sovereign. We're the ones that created this thing called government. But
that's true.
Beside the point, I guess.
That's true. You're right, Wes. You're right. Well, your local library probably has a copy of the Internal Revenue Service Code in the reference department, and you can go there tomorrow morning, open it up to the index to liability, and you can read all the liabilities that there are there. What you won't find is a liability for income tax. It's simply not there. They would like to have it there. You know why it's not there, Wes? Because it would be unconstitutional. That's why it's not there. Because it would be unconstitutional to have a direct tax on people's income.
Well, I certainly appreciate you simplifying it like that.
It is so simple. It's the greatest fraud perpetrated on these people in this country for the past more than a century. Wes, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.
The call number is 800-313-9443. I've got a number of inquiries about my statement about the Internal Revenue Service. I don't dwell on this a lot. I don't see any point in it. I'll tell people enough that they can figure it out for themselves. You know, I haven't mentioned this for a while. I like to point out the Amish community. I know a few Amish people, not all that well, but there's a lot of Amish folks moving to my part of the country here in South Central Missouri. They're industrious, bright, educated men and women. They frequently have their own business. It might be a construction business or building furniture. They own homes. They own real estate. The Mennonites versions, they own trucks and cars. Of course, the Amish don't. But they, of course, the Amish have horses and buggies. But they also have bank accounts, and they have income. What they don't have is Social Security numbers. What they don't do is pay income tax. Despite having bank accounts, and you can have bank accounts without a Social Security number, by the way, and they do. You can own real estate. You can have income, run a business, a construction business, a furniture building business, a baking business, a deli. There's a real nice deli in Cuba, Missouri, run by the Amish. They don't pay any income taxes. They don't have Social Security numbers. And they're Americans, just like you and me. They just never signed up. They never signed up in the first place. Social Security number, what's that? Why do I need a Social Security number? I'm an Amish person. I don't need that. But that's, I like to point out, there's a lot of good things about the Amish community. They're, on the whole, very healthy. No autism at all among my Amish children, except those very few, and it is very few Amish children who do get vaccinations. How about that? Yeah. Yeah. Great people. Hardworking. They're a pacifist. I don't agree with that. They tend to live in places where they can be pacifists and not suffer the consequences as they would if they lived in a suburban area. That's their choice, and I respect that. If that's the way they want to live, I respect their right to do so. I respect their right to make a good living, have their businesses, have bank accounts, buy and sell their homes, buy and sell real estate, and not engage in income tax, Social Security, any of those things. Pretty smart way to live, if you ask me. A darn smart way to live. We got a break coming up here. The call number is 800-313-9443. If you got a question or comment, certainly welcome to call in. Going back to this paper, 22 pages. I call it the scariest 22 pages of nonfiction you'll ever read. Now, when I first read it, of course, the Gulf Stream was still functioning, more or less. But my whole attitude changed after the Gulf Stream stopped. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st of March. My friend Tim Spencer, he's on Republic Broadcasting here every Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon Central Time. He had to take off last week. He had some health issues he's dealing with. But he assures me he'll be back this coming Saturday at 10 a.m. till noon. I think his lovely wife, Lori, will be co-hosting with him. So be sure to tune in. And, of course, this is John Moore. I'm sitting in for Mr. Stapmiller this afternoon. I'm not sure where Mr. Stapmiller is. I think he may be training for the Ironman competition. I'm not sure. But I heard a rumor that he might be training for the Ironman competition. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. One of our listeners found a YouTube video. It's a different Superman movie where Lex Luthor, I'll say that fast 10 times, is demonstrating to Superman what he plans to do to the West Coast. And I'm not sure which Superman movie it is. It's one of the earlier ones. But I'll find that out because it's another brick in the wall, as we say. Now, these Superman movies were incredibly popular. Tens of millions of people saw these movies and continue to watch them, of course. They're still available on various things like Netflix and Amazon and rentals and so forth. So it's very significant to find another one of these videos, and we'll be posting that also. This would be number 4, where we have North America with new coastlines. pretty strange storyline, to say the least. But that's, they did work it into the main part of the story, and yeah, absolutely. Regardless, we got open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. There's literally thousands of men and women that are on a quest to find images of Planet X. I'm on the mail. I had to unsubscribe from some of these notifications from some of these Facebook groups. It just got to be overwhelming, the volume of traffic, of messages coming from these groups, people searching for images of Planet X. I understand why people do it. I did it myself for about half a year back in 2000 until I finally figured out, first of all, I wasn't going to see any images that I could be counted on. Second of all, it didn't matter. It did not matter. It's fascinating, it's interesting, but it really doesn't matter. We've got a caller on hold here. We got Alan in South Carolina. Good afternoon, Alan.
Hey, John. Question. This thing keeps coming up. It's like a phantom and it goes away. Did you ever see Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism?
Yes, sir. Very well done. Very well done. Yep.
And, of course, Cohen, the former IRS director, I believe it ends up like this, about like all our discussions do. He asks Russo, "Aaron, you speak Yiddish?" And he says, "Laksakabak" or something. I don't know. You know, it doesn't matter what he said. But then Aaron translated from us. He said, "That means no hope for you."
Right, right.
But here's my question. If I'm rambling on with that introduction, I'm sorry, but I'm not against the tax now, especially Social Security, because they robbed me all my life by it, and I'm old and broken down and need my Social Security now, so I'm not an activist. But I do have a principle involved here. The question is, why is it that we get so far and do such great productions and research, and it's just, like I said, a phantom, and it just sort of dissolves into nothing? Your opinion only, you know. I'm not trying to start an argument, but why does this happen?
You mean the research done by men and women in the Patriot community?
Well, right. You know, I know a lot of people who will give the same argument that you did, and, of course, Aaron, being a movie producer, he could do that great high-tech video that a lot of people can't do.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, but anyway, it's all documented. It's all true and factual, but it just evaporates. It's a cloud just blows right away. Why doesn't somebody ever drive the nail on home on this?
Well, that's because the American public is distracted by things that are far more important, such as professional football, Dancing with the Stars. They know what's important.
Unfortunately, I have to laugh because this morning they were shocked by the video of the stolen football jersey.
Yeah, that's major news, isn't it? Really important stuff. Alan, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, sir. Thank you. We have a bottom of the hour break. We'll be back right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st of March. Take your questions, calls, and comments. My show is 8 to 10 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday, and my website is thelibertyman.com. Let's see. Next, we go to Dave in Southern California. Good afternoon, Dave.
Hello, John. I spoke to you about 20 days ago, my birthday. Something I've been thinking about for the past few weeks is this business of wiretaps and intercepts. And I spent two summers back in college working at General Telephone in Pomona, California. And then years later, I was doing workers' comp interviews and things like that. And one of the places I went to was the Gardena Central Office in Gardena, California, which is Central Office is a windowless building full of switching equipment for a local area, and then they have trunk lines from there that go to the other central offices. And the interesting thing I saw at Gardena was huge empty rooms. One was about 20 by 20 feet, and then another room was 40 by 40 feet. It just had one row of racks with 10 feet, 12 bays with the central office equipment in it. It just took up maybe a hundredth or a 200th of the space previously occupied by the mechanical switches and the new stuff's computerized.
Right.
So I imagine there are huge empty rooms in most of the central offices in the whole country, and it would be no big deal for the feds to bring in their own equipment to just tap into the whole lines in that central office and then coordinate it all with computer software.
Right, right.
So
it's not my expertise, but they have that capability. Of course, I do.
And Trump Tower is probably about six blocks away from a grimy, windowless building. About six blocks away, that's been there anywhere from 75 to 100 years, and they got plenty of room to put in all sorts of equipment. Probably don't even need all the space.
Right. Well, Donald Trump has a track record of making these claims, being made fun of, and then offering the evidence to back it up later, making complete idiots and fools out of the mass media. And I think that may happen again.
Well, it just happened with Rachel Maddow and his 2010 tax returns.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Okay. We appreciate the input. Anything else, Dave?
Well, I think that's about it for now.
Okay, appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. Next, we go to a regular caller on my show, Glenn in Philadelphia. Late for you, Glenn.
Yes, hi, John. Yep, at work this evening. I do call in a double here, but I have a few minutes. I'm wondering about economic things, John. I'm seeing some of the, fallout of the problems really starting to occur. We have JCPenney and Macy's stores closing up in malls around here in the suburbs of Philadelphia, and along with other retail closures. That stuff's picking up. And I'm hearing from some pretty authoritative voices in the economics realm that they expect third quarter this year to be when the trouble actually starts. And what I find interesting about that is Obama's over in Tahiti having a vacation after his other vacation without his wife, being in French Polynesia for a month, and then he's coming back. And his ex-attorney general, who was the guy before Loretta Lynch, it's slipping my mind, is saying that...
Eric Holder,
saying that Obama is on his way back, and he's going to take up residence in his new compound, and he's got... Who is it? I think Loretta Lynch is over there, or
Valerie Jarrett. Right.
Yeah, they're going to organize for America and create all kinds of problems. So I can almost, this is supposedly starting around May, on May Day, the International Workers Day, the big, used to be the big communist parade day.
So
if he comes back and decides to start fomenting trouble, then the economy is going to tank, and then they can blame all the trouble in the economy on Trump. And that's just my concern.
That's a plausible scenario, unfortunately. Very plausible. Right.
Yeah. I never can imagine somebody, if you're happily married, how would you feel about your husband taking a 1 month vacation to Tahiti without you? I don't think I'd be too thrilled if I were Michelle.
Yeah. Well, they got their lives and they do what they do, and it doesn't really concern me one way or the other, right?
So he wants to be nice and rested and refreshed before he comes back to wreak havoc upon us. So, hopefully maybe things won't work that way, but there does seem to be a correlation between, the time frame for when they intend to start trouble with the Organized for America and then the economy tanking after that. So anyway, I just thought I'd raise that.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Thanks, Glenn.
Take care.
Got a message off air, and I just confirmed this. The Superman movie in question is Superman number one, and it's towards the end of the film. It's about a two-minute clip on YouTube, and we'll get that posted on my website here in the next couple of days or so. Our next caller is Tim in Wyoming. Good afternoon, Tim.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, John. This is a good show. I'm missing John Stadtmiller, but you're an able replacement for the moment, so I like it.
Thank you.
I was going to ask you the thing I had a question about was, now you're talking about geoengineering. You're talking about you're aware of chemtrails, obviously, and you're aware of the effect that they have on crops and various other things. Do you take that into account with your
what into account?
Chemtrails.
Oh, the chemtrails, yes, chemtrails.
Yeah.
Well, the purpose of the chemtrails is a failed attempt to cool down the surface of the planet. We all know, by the time we're in the third grade, that when you're under a cloud, it's cooler than being in direct sunshine. But it's a failed attempt. These chemicals are very harmful. And it's a bit of a stretch to think that human beings can do anything to change weather very much. Now, they may be cooling down the surface of the planet a bit with all this, no telling how many tens of millions of dollars they're spending to spray these chemicals, but that's all they're doing. It's ultimately a failed attempt to do something that won't change the long-term outcome.
Well, the reason you're a Vietnam veteran, and one thing that I've heard was that there were actually plans in place. It had actually been done, from what I understand. They were able to change the weather in North Vietnam with chemical spraying. Essentially, they could make our government, our powers that be, if you will, not necessarily ours and you and I, but the government that's in power was able to change the weather in North Vietnam to suit whatever purposes they had in mind. They could make it rain on the Ho Chi Minh Trail was the term that I or the the way I heard it was, they could decide within a number of hours. They wanted it to rain. They wanted it to not necessarily snow, obviously, but be hot and sunny or be wet and muddy. And that was something that was had actually not necessarily been experimented with. I mean, they'd already figured out that it was a done deal. They could do it. And, NASA and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration both have information about the toxic chemicals that are being sprayed over our heads and basically poisoning us from the air we breathe to the water we drink to the animals that eat the food and we eat the animals, and it's just wholesale poisoning of the planet. So, I think that's probably one of the more, that's probably at least as important as, I'd say it's probably more important than rising ocean levels, although those, not necessarily, not an unimportant thing, but I think that seeing as we all live in the same, we all live in the same green bubble, if you will, the blue bubble, we have to think about what the consequences of those actions are, and why are they being taken in the first place?
And, right. Nothing you and I can do to stop the chemtrails from happening. Most people aren't even aware of it. Those of us that are, what can we do to stop it? The government won't even admit they're doing it that I'm aware of. So we just do the best we can to stay healthy and have a great diet, good clean water to drink. I know people who claim they get sick after these chemtrails are sprayed over them. I've never had that experience myself, but some people are probably more sensitive to that spray than others. All right, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know that I'm in West Central Wyoming, and I used to live in Northern California. I noticed the chemtrails there, but this is a much more wide open area, so I can see much more of the sky here than I could there. On some days, the sky is literally crisscrossed with chemtrails. It starts off as a blue sky, and the next thing, 2 hours later, it's a hazy gray. Not even gray, it's just a silvery haze in the air. And a couple or 3 days later, you can literally smell and taste the chemicals that are coming down. And it's
really?
And, when people, you know, you're saying, I understand some people are not as sensitive to it. Some people don't. For some reason, I've been blessed or cursed, whichever you want to choose. I have an extremely sensitive sense of smell. So I can smell things in the air and smell things from great distances. And I when I was a child, I said, I wish I could smell like a dog. Well, gee, I wish I'd never wished that. So now I can, and I can smell anything and everything. And it's kind of a pain, but at the same time, when I tell people there's something in the air and they say, no, you don't know what you're talking about. And then they go, what is that smell? I say, I just told you there's something there. You know, and you can literally taste the chemicals that are coming down when the sky is, as I say, crisscrossed. If it's still not windy day, this is the Wind River area, as they call it. So the wind literally blows all the way from Canada all the way down to Mexico from here, or through here, rather. And when there were wildfires in Canada years ago, the smoke came all the way down here. It was all the way in Wyoming. So, and I'm saying that that's basically what it is. The wind that blows through everywhere, it goes to everyone. So that's the thing. We have to educate everyone. And you're obviously very well educated on many subjects, and probably chemtrails as well. But people that don't know about it and are ignorant of it, or prefer to be ignorant about it, as you say, football is important and the big screen TV and, you know, how right. shiny my car is, that kind of thing, who cares, right? Those are not a big thing. And actually, I want to mention one other thing, and I'll stop running on here and I'll get off the phone.
Okay, Tim, go ahead. Go ahead.
You mentioned hobby farms. Now, I understand what you mean by the term, but there's a community, there are community gardens in certain areas. I mean, even Chicago, you know, it's a very tight urban area, but there are community gardens where people grow their own food there. And that kind of thing is also something that should be more common. We should be able to have community gardens more often in more places, but more than there are now. So
well, if they're properly managed, I think it's a good idea. It's a difficult thing to do and do successfully in an urban area when you got a lot of people involved. You get people's right. personalities and conflicts and so forth. But if it can be done, that's great.
Yeah, the strange thing about it, you know, Starbucks has many bad things about it, but they do give away their coffee grounds, and those are able to be used for mulch and whatnot. So that's, you know, at least, you know, 1% in their favor. So, okay, well, I'll leave it at that. So thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Good show. All right.
Thanks, Tim.
Talk to you
appreciate
another
it.
Time. Okay.
Next, we go to John in Michigan. Good morning. Good afternoon, John.
Yes, I don't know who I'm speaking to. I just tuned in. I'm a friend of John Statmiller's. I live in northern Michigan, and he's visited me a couple of times in the early 20s. But your last caller was talking about urban gardens. He could
right.
should check out a site I just learned about. It's called Hay Bale Gardens, where you grow produce out of hay bales. That's
right.
a great
that's,
way.
That's a proper. I've looked into that myself, and it's an interesting concept.
Yes, it works. They're using it in Cambodia right now to get their vegetables. And there's a gentleman named Scott Stevens who has a website called weatherwars.info, and he was one of the first meteorologists to expose it. And he says that the food is having good food is very critical, and his agenda or mission is to expose this so that the food will not be, in the future, will be saved from all this contamination. And one more thing, there's a doctor up here in northern Michigan, and he's a chiropractor and a physicist, and he has a health food store. He's an acupuncturist, but he developed a product because he's aware of chemtrails. And when I exposed him to what was really coming out of the air, he said that what's being sprayed is affecting our DNA. So he developed a product that he put in about 6 different ingredients to protect that. And as far as the aluminum in the chemtrails, I asked him how we can protect ourselves from that. He said, well, it's the selenium that's in his product. The selenium is being compromised in the soil with the aluminum that they're spraying. So we have a problem twofold, a 2020 or whatever they it was that that one program or movie.
Right, right.
Catch
TV show. Yeah, right.
But so if we want to go to his website, it's emineral.info. I've talked to John about Dr. Ulrey, emineral.info, but the aluminum has to be chelated out of our body, and by taking selenium is one way to protect us from that amount of product that is being is so microscopic it invades a lot of our cells completely. And he also has magnesium and boron. I've got a little one here, but I won't keep you too long. But John,
okay.
John's a great guy.
Okay.
And if you go to emineral.info, Dr. Ulrey, he'd be a great guest for John, too.
Okay. Come on, appreciate the call. Thank you, John. We appreciate it very much. Thank you, sir. Okay. Got a break coming up here. We're about 3 minutes after the break. Time for maybe one quick call at 800-313-9443. Always something new to learn, isn't there? Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now 1-888-618-WAVE, 1-888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Break down, take down, everybody waltz into the crowded line. Break down, take down, you busted, busted. Shake down, break down, take down, just about the time to think it's all right.
All right, some very catchy bumper music there, isn't it? J.R. Moore here, substituting, standing in for Mr. Stattmiller here, John Stattmiller on the National Intel Report on Tuesday, the 21st of March. Here's probably our last caller here. We're quickly running out of time. Patricia in Florida. Good afternoon.
Oh, hi. I'll be quick. Speaking about selenium, which is very important in the fight against cancer, there's an easy and natural source. If you take 3 Brazil nuts a day, there's enough selenium there, so you don't have to go to chemical or artificial minerals.
Good.
Okay.
That's good to know. I'm ready to know that. Okay. That's it, Patricia?
Okay.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the great show. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. 3 Brazil nuts a day. Well, there's another free download at my website. It's the cancer treating protocols used to successfully, easily, safely cure cancer. The cure for cancer was figured out in 1952, 1972, again at the Sloan Kettering Cancer Research Institute. The protocols are right there. It's a free download. It's mostly just food. You can get your local supermarket and health food store. One of the things I learned reading the following book is if you do the following, you can't get cancer. The title of the book is World Without Cancer. I say again, World Without Cancer. The author is G. Edward Griffin. I've interviewed Mr. Griffin on my show. If you chew and swallow 10 apricot kernels a day, you can't get cancer. If you already have it, well, you need to chew and swallow 1 apricot kernel for every 10 pounds of body weight. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you chew and swallow 20 a day, just as an example. And there's more to it than that. The protocols get into a lot more detail of the how to safely, easily, cheaply cure cancer, which is routinely done in these clinics in Mexico, by the way. Routinely. It's not even a big deal. If you get there and have not had chemical poisoning, not had radiation poisoning, not had surgery, the odds of them giving you a recovery are pretty huge. They still save, even those who come there with stage 4 and told to go home and die, they still save a lot of those folks as well. Now, it's the whole cancer industry is a massive barbaric cover-up and fraud money-making scheme is what it is. Tens of billions of dollars. Read the book, World Without Cancer. It'll educate you, inform you, and probably make you very angry, which it did me. Well, I'll be back on Republic Broadcasting in 12 hours at 0800 Central Time here at Republic Broadcasting doing my regular show. In the meantime, it's been fun visiting with all you folks and meeting some new people here. And getting the word out and helping all of you to have a more pleasant afternoon and evening, hopefully. That's my goal, is to educate and inform all of you folks out there. A lot of fun doing talk radio. Talk radio is best as you learn from me, I learn from you, we all learn from each other. That's talk radio at its best. The most personal form of mass communication. It is. It really is, sincerely. I have fun doing it. I really enjoy my show, and I enjoy working with Mr. Stapmiller and all the guys and gals at Republic Broadcasting. It's a lot of fun, and it's been good for me. So that's it. We're coming up on the music here shortly. It's been fun visiting with you folks, and I look forward to having a lot of you back with me tomorrow morning. In the meantime, have a great evening, and God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.